Am I allowed to go rabbi shopping? And I'm asking two different questions. Must I consult one rabbi for all my halacha questions? And question number two is, if I receive a psak that I don't like, can I go for a second opinion? So regarding the first question, must I consult one rabbi for all my halacha questions? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yadal and Beis says that you can follow Beis Shammai, you can follow Beis Hillel. But if you follow all the leniencies of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you're called a rasha, a wicked person. If you follow all the stringencies of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you're called a fool. About him, the pasuk says, "Vaksil b'choshech holech," that the fool walks in darkness. Rather, you follow Beis Shammai, their leniencies and stringencies, or Beis Hillel, their leniencies and stringencies. However, the Gemara in Erev and Dav Zayim and Av says this halacha that you can't follow both stringencies of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's only where the two stringencies would contradict each other. Now, if they don't contradict each other, they can do it. So, meaning that you can go to different rabbis for different rulings as long as their rulings don't contradict each other. Now, there is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Actually, it says it twice in Pirkei Avos. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav and Perek Aleph Mishnah Tezdain, it says, Aseh Lecha Rav, you make for yourself a rabbi. Does that mean that you should make one rabbi for all of your rulings, for all your halakha questions? So, some, at least in Mishnah Vav, many of them are Farshim, Rashi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi Yonah, explain that when it says Seid L'Charav, it doesn't mean make one rabbi for all of your halakha questions. It means you should have someone to learn from when you're discussing a halakhic issue, and don't just learn it by yourself. If you want to have a better chance of really understanding it, it's better to learn from someone else. And the Rambam writes, even if the person is not as smart as you. But the key, since you're hearing it from someone else, so you get a different perspective. Sometimes I guess we're Nogei Abadava, we perhaps aren't thinking objectively about certain issues. So Aseh Lecha Rav is telling you that the best way to be objective in understanding halacha is to have someone and not just learning everything just from yourself. It is true, though, that some mafarshim, like the Bartanura, says that it means shekabalo rav echad sheyom b'menu tami. You should accept upon yourself one rabbi that you learn from constantly. V'lo yomad hayom echad l'machar me'acher. You're not learning today from one and tomorrow from another. In the Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Tezdain, there the Mishnah says, "Asei l'cha rav yistalek min asafek." You should make for yourself a rabbi, and you should separate from doubt. Remove yourself from doubt. So there, it seems pretty clear, at least the Sforno, where he explains it, that maybe all, even the Rambam, that the best thing to do is to pick one specific teacher for yourself that you're always going to follow, so that you're not going to have any doubts because you have one opinion saying one thing, another opinion saying something else. And even if they're on different issues, it might confuse you. It might be best practices to have one rabbi. It could be that the Gemara is telling you that technically speaking, you can have multiple rabbis and you go to different rabbis for different issues. Pirkei Avos says it's generally a good idea to have one rabbi who you go to for all your shilas, so there's no confusion when if you go to different rabbis and one rabbi says X and one rabbi says Y, even on different issues, it just might confuse you. At the end of the day, the Rosh points out in Bava Kama, Perek Dalet, Siman Dalet, that we know that we use multiple rabbis for different issues because different rabbis have different expertise. For example, the Rosh points out that we pass like Rav when it comes to Isser V'Heter because he was an expert in ritual law. And yet we follow Shmuel when it came to Dinim because Shmuel was more of an expert in financial matters. And based on this, the Shiur Bracha on Yerodea, Simon Reishman Beis, Sif Katan Ches writes that in Ashkenaz and Lithuanian cities, that other than the Av Basin of the town, that was designated, the members were designated for Gittin and financial matters. You also had Chachamim to deal with ritual laws, Isser V'Heter, and you also had the rabbis to be experts in Hilchos Nida. And everyone had their own expertise. Different rabbis have different expertise, and you can go to a different rabbi on different issues. And I think the same would apply, let's say, when it comes to Hashkafa. Let's say you go to one rabbi for Hilchos Shabbos questions, and maybe you go to another rabbi for some Hashkafic questions, as long as, again, they don't necessarily contradict each other. and they don't bring confusion to you. So I think it's not correct to say that you definitely need one rabbi for all your shilas. You have different rabbis are experts in different matters, and you can also have one rabbi for halacha, and I think one rabbi for hashkafa as well. Let's say I receive a psak I don't like. Can I go for a second opinion? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin and Aleph says that anisha l'chacham v'timei lo yishal l'chacham v'yitar. That if you ask a chacham and he says something's tamei, you can't just go to another rabbi to paskin that it should be tahor. And if a chacham says it's aser, a chacham said it's forbidden, lo yishal l'chacham v'yatar, you can't go to another chacham who will permit it for you. But the Gemara in Nida, Daf Chacham Beis, tells the story of Yalta. The Yalta, she went to one rabbi and he said that the blood that she presented him was tameh. She went to a second rabbi. And initially he wanted to say that it was tameh, but then she said, no, the first rabbi, when he paskened that it was tameh, he normally paskened as tahor, but he had something wrong with his eyes, so therefore he couldn't see it so well. So then the second rabbi paskened that it was tahor, the blood was tahor. How can she go to a second rabbi? So the question is, I guess that she thought that the first rabbi made a mistake, but it seems that she was allowed to ask for a second opinion. What's the reason why you can't go to ask for a second opinion? Why does it say that if you ask, the Gemara says, if you ask the Chacham and he said it's Tameh, you can't ask another Chacham to make it Tahor? So the Chiddushei Aran in Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin and Aleph, cites the Rav, and the Rav says, don't say it's because of the covet of the first person. Don't say that. You could have said it's not bekavod when you get one psak to go for a different psak. He has a lashon of shavya chaticha disura, that once he paskins, he creates, he transforms this food into forbidden food. Now, Tosfos points out that there's no problem if you get a first opinion. And you're not sure if it makes sense. You're not fully confident that you understand it well. You can ask us for a second opinion. You just have to tell the second opinion, the second rabbi, that you already asked the question to the first rabbi, and he said it was forbidden. And then it's up to the second rabbi to decide whether he wants to overrule the first rabbi. He's really not supposed to, says Tosfos, unless he thinks the first rabbi made a clear mistake. But he should generally respect the opinion of the first rabbi. And the Ramah paskins like this. The Ramah says in Yerodeh Resh Ben Beis Seif Lamed Aleph, says that there's no prohibition to the Lesheni to ask a second rabbi. As long as he tells him that the first rabbi said that it was forbidden. Now, the Beis Lechem Yehuda says, so generally speaking, the second rabbi cannot overturn the first rabbi just on a judgment call. If it's a clear error, what's called Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, that it can overrule him. But if it's a judgment call, so then not so simple. Beis Lechem Yehuda says that nowadays, many or most rabbis are not really competent. They don't have shikul hadas. They don't have good judgment. So there's no problem in the second rabbi overturning the ruling of the first rabbi. But many poskim, including Rav Kook, disagree. What emerges from here is that it's mutter. It's permitted, if you don't like the first answer, to ask a second opinion. If you have difficulty understanding, if it doesn't make sense to you. However, Rav Menashe Klein points out in a tshuva in Hichos Chelek Ches Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, he points out that not only are you permitted to go to a second rabbi, but it's good to go for a second opinion. Because sometimes, because the goal is to clarify the halacha. And Rav Soloveitchik in his Rishimo Shiurim in Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Amud Aleph says a similar idea. He says the goal when it comes to when you ask a psak, he says Horas Chacham Heve Chefsa Shel Torah. The teaching of a Chacham is a piece of Torah. Umimisoros HaTorah. Once a rabbi paskins a shaila, he creates Torah, and part of the Misorah, and is the Torah nitenes leberu. Part of Torah is to clarify what the halacha is. Lafia masa v'matan shebein hachamim. Part of Torah, it's not simply you give a ruling and that's it. Part of Torah is you ask a shaila, and then there's discussion. There's a lot of give and take. You go back and forth between different chachamim. So therefore, lachen lo yu lahem lebalim lismocha rachal chacham shechel b'roishona. That if you go to a first rabbi, you maybe should go to a second rabbi, especially if it's a difficult question. Because yitachen shemeshach beir halachim chacham acherim horas tishtana v'tuvutal. Could be that by discussing with the second rabbi, they go back and forth, they may change the halacha. So part of the Misorah is actually double-checking to encourage different rabbis to speak to each other, discuss issues, so that we clarify the Torah. So if you can ask the second rabbi, so when is Rabbi Shapik wrong? Is it ever wrong? I think it depends if the intent is to achieve the MS or to seek out a particular result. I just want the most lenient position. If I don't get it, I'm going to go to a different rabbi. That's wrong. But if the goal is you're seeking the MS, you want to know the truth, and you hear the psak of the first rabbi, it doesn't seem to be the MS. So then you're certainly encouraged to ask again to clarify the Torah, to clarify the halacha. Bottom line is that people choose rabbis. How do they choose rabbis? Maybe based on raw halakhic knowledge, based on analytical abilities, based on Yiras Shamayim, Ashkafic match, accessibilities. I think you can go to different rabbis for different issues. If it's clearly not going to cause confusion, you can have one for halacha, one for advice, one for shalom bias, but it needs to be clear where the line is. The key is intellectual honesty. Try to do what's right, not what's easy. For a similar issue, you can go to a different rabbi to clarify the halacha if you have an issue with the first psak, but you've got to be transparent. And the first rabbi should not take offense. And the second rabbi may tell you, give back information to the first rabbi, let him decide. But we should encourage to learn more, to ask more, to discuss more, because there you're facilitating the greater study of Torah and the clarity of Torah by asking more and more questions.